So I'd like to move on to another question from the audience. If anyone has small regional finance, because some other parties that didn't get involved with that will be involved in this next question. Now I did say if you would go, yeah, if you could say your name and your question please.
My name is Dave Hughes, I'm from Wesley in Swindon. I am concerned about who has access to this data on the identity register and whether it's going to be available commercially, that the government sells it to organisations, sells details of our information. But also, as a Labour Party member for 30 years and an active trade unionist, I'm also very concerned about employers getting hold of information of workers and subjecting them to blacklisting, which has happened with organisations like the Economic League in the past. And I'm very surprised that the Labour government is introducing this measure, which will only facilitate that.
That was a statement rather than a question. I'll come back to you. Stephen Morgan, on the issue of unscrupulous access to information that this magic database we will have and how protected that will be, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. There is a national police computer at the moment, and I'm not sure, my knowledge of it is through films and television. It does seem that if you've got a bit of money and you know a few contacts, you can get any information that you want from this police computer. I mean, I'm a great supporter of police, but there's always one somewhere. So even if only the police, even if it was only the police, there's always the odd one somewhere that would perhaps be a bit of cash inducement. Pass this information on. So even if it was just the police, it's still not secure.
Okay, Bill Hughes.
Well, clearly, if this measure is brought in, it's fair and in which, because the government is now a warfare state rather than a welfare state. Now, when we have the welfare state, we all have something called national insurance card or number, which is all you need for when you are checking on benefits and who's entitled to this, that and the other. So really, it's a fictly more and more authoritarianism by the New Labour, and it's, as citizens, we should all fight against this, because unless we do, all those 1984 will really be upon us.
Michael, the complaint that there is a potentially danger to people with the information, lots of information about individuals, you know, what is the government doing to take this on board? Is it to reassure people that their information isn't going to be sold off for money and therefore abused?
Maybe the assurance I can offer you some facts about what the legislation provides, and it's very important. And I've heard about all this information that's going to be held on this register, and we've heard a lot about 50 pieces of information, you know, in this debate. Now, 80% of that is actually to do with the ID cards themselves, when they're issued, where they're issued, how many times they've been issued, and so on. There are only 11 pieces of information about the individual, and they are incredibly simple bits of information. Your name, your address, your previous address, all the information which the state has about you anyway. We've heard a lot about all the identifiers, the 13 identifiers that are going to be used for the biometrics. The 13 identifiers, 13, sounds like a lot, but actually, it's 10 fingerprints, 2 irises, 1 face. Another way of looking at it is 3 bits of information. It isn't going to be huge amounts of information held about you on this register. That's the first thing. And certainly not in comparison to all the information that the private sector hold about all of us already. Anytime, any of you use a mobile phone, mobile phone or anyone else, can locate you very precisely indeed. If you use an Oyster card on London Underground, they can tell you, Transport for London can tell you exactly where you've been and when you've been there. If you go onto Google and you go and search a website, so be careful, Google store that information in huge data sheds all over the badlands of America. They know exactly what you've been searching for on the internet. So, you know, you have to get this into proportion. and look at what this register is actually going to do. Now, you ask a very important question about who's going to have access to this database. And that, of course, is absolutely fundamental to the protections that must be in place. Now, first of all, the Data Protection Act still applies. So there's no question, any individual can get the data that's held for themselves. So you have an absolute unfettered right to get that data held on the register about yourself. No private sector company can do it unless they have the explicit consent of the individual concerned. So if you want to go to get a job and your employer says, would you mind if I check the database to see who you are and who you say you are, then they can do it. But not otherwise. Not unless they have your explicit consent. Now, all this is subject to oversight by the National Identity Scheme Commissioner, and as I said, it's going to be accountable to Parliament. So it's very important to remember that. There are a lot of safeguards. It doesn't mean one should, that we should relax things, stop being vigilant. All these systems we need to be very vigilant about, and we all do all the time. The database state on the No2ID website, that you're all against, actually exists already. And the crucial fact is not whether it exists or it doesn't, but it's accountable. That's the key thing. And this is
it. Thank you very much. Okay. So, and then we'll move on to another question. The first thing, of course, is that the government, either on the mission, will allow certain information to be passed not only to civil servants and the police, but private organisations as well. And Charles Clarke, when he was the Home Secretary, went to Europe, I think it was on the 14th of February 2005, and said he looked forward to the day when there would be a European national database. So that's going a bit wide already. The Prime Minister, although the government promised that DNA wouldn't be included amongst the things held on a centralised database, has now said that he wants a national DNA database. And it also wants information to be shared between all local departments. So the whole thing moves on. And it looks as though that database, in spite of the remarks that were made by the Commissioner, looks as though it's going to be widened, not only in relation to access, but what is on the database itself. Although the government denied to me and others in the House of Lords that the DNA would be made. And of course, the last thing I'd say on this is who is going to administer it? It's going to be very not fit for purpose.